step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And welcome back to the FF Faceoff. I'm your host, Anthony Servino. Follow me on Twitter at TheRealNFLGuru. Follow the show at the FF Faceoff and at FFFaceoff.com. We can be found at all the top social media and podcast platforms today. We're going to dive into my top dynasty trade targets at the tight end position. But remember, if you like this video, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, the notification icon, so you can be notified anytime I am live to answer your questions or drop more content just like this. Let's get right into the action with my first tight end you should be trading for, and that is Juwan Johnson from the New Orleans Saints. Listen, I like Juwan Johnson a lot. He is going to be 27 years old. He's been around a few years, but we've seen this guy flash. And last year, he played really good football on a bad Saints offense. They get a quarterback upgrade in Derek Carr, and this quarterback knows and loves to target the tight end position. Go ask Darren Waller, whom he played with when they were both with the Raiders. Juwan Johnson last year, 16 games, career high, 65 targets, 42 receptions, 508 yards, 7 touchdowns, 12.1 yards per reception. That wasn't even his career high. His career high was actually in 2021 with 12.2. So he's a pretty good big play tight end. When it's all said and done, 9th in air yards, 6 in average target distance, 15th in deep targets, 12th in red zone targets. And this was with the bad Saints quarterback room last year. And listen, I'm not the biggest Derek Carr guy, but he surely is an upgrade over everybody they put on the football field last year. What's exceptional about Juwan Johnson, that he had 7 touchdowns, which was 4th at his position. So he has a nose for the end zone. 13th in yards per target, 12th in yards per reception. He could put it all together this season with Derek Carr in a Saints offense that, yeah, they're going to get Michael Thomas back, we think, and for how long. Chris Olave is a star in the making. But really, outside of those guys, like Alvin Kamara, who the hell knows what's going on with him? So a lot of those targets, they have to go somewhere, and they could go in the direction of Juwan Johnson. I get that this team brought in Foster Moreau. They still have Taysom Hill, who's categorized as a tight end. But I fully expect Juwan Johnson to be the primary pass-catching tight end in this Saints offense. And in your dynasty leagues, he's probably not going to be too expensive. He's valued at $2,062 at keep trade cut. You can move guys like Mac Jones, who you're probably never going to use in your standard 12-team dynasty leagues. An early third-round pick in 2024, guys like Tyquan Thornton, Jelani Woods, who I would give up in a heartbeat for Juwan Johnson, Nathaniel Dell out of Houston. I would give any of these assets up to get a guy like Juwan Johnson and his type of a ceiling in the upcoming fantasy football campaign with Derek Carr, who, again, loves to target the tight end position. Let's go to another guy we should be targeting, and he's going to be a little bit more expensive, but His name is Darren Waller, right? We just talked about him. When he's healthy, when he's on the football field, he's one of the best tight ends in the NFL. But the issue is, at least the past couple of years, has been his durability and reliability to stay on the field. He now goes to a Giants offense with really a lot of question marks at receiver. And you got to think of guys like Wandale Robinson, Sterling Shepard. They could be opening the year on a PUP list per rumors. I know Kenny Galladay's not around, but they bring in Jalin Hyatt, and Hyatt's still a rookie. We don't know who he is. They have Hodgins, who looked okay, but he's really like a number three receiver. This Giants pass-catching room is severely underwhelming. And yes, they also signed Paris Campbell. I get it, but he's another guy with durability issues. So if we put it all together, we can make a case that Darren Waller's going to be the quote-unquote wide receiver one, right? He's going to be the primary pass-catching option for Daniel Jones, who did take a little bit of a step up last year playing quarterback. Waller, he only played 9 games last year. It was one of the more underwhelming seasons of his career since his big-time breakout, but he was still the tight end 10 in fantasy points per game. We also have to consider the fact that he played on an offense last season with Devontae Adams, but when we go back to years past, when really Waller was the best they had to catch the football with the Raiders, he had seasons with 93 targets, 145 targets, 117 targets. And when he is excessively targeted, he has finished as a tight end 5, a tight end 2, and a tight end 6 in fantasy points per game. If you're a win now team, Darren Waller should be on your list of guys to target at the tight end position if you don't want to jerk around and mess around streaming the position or with underwhelming guys. Darren Waller, 36-22, is going to be a little bit more expensive for an aging tight end. Guys like Kamara you can give up. Like I said, we don't know what the future holds for Alvin Kamara. So if you're sitting with Alvin Kamara and you're like me, hey, he might not play football ever again, because that is within the range of outcomes. You can move him for Darren Waller, a guy who's going to help you win now. Elijah Moore, I love Elijah Moore this year and beyond with Deshaun Watson and the Browns. But if you're a win now team, I believe Waller's the more reliable asset if he stays healthy to pop and put you over the hump and go win a championship. Khalil Herbert, that's a really crowded backfield right now in Chicago, and there's no guarantee he is there in the future. How about a Josh Downs with a really questionable quarterback situation when it comes to throwing the football and accuracy in Indy? All of those assets, more than willing to move to get Darren Waller if I need a tight end to put me over the hump and win a fantasy championship now. Here's a guy I'm targeting if I am a rebuilding team, if I want to take a dart throw at a tight end who could potentially pay dividends in the future. This guy's Mike Gesicki. I've always been a Mike Gesicki guy, but last year was an absolute disaster. Well, why was it a disaster in year one in Mike McDaniel's system when everybody else seemed to pop, right? Like Tyreek Hill popped, Waddle popped. Even the running backs, when they got the opportunity, they popped. So what was wrong with Gesicki? Gesicki is not a strong run-blocking tight end. We know that if you're going to be in the Shanahan system or in a Mike McDaniel system, you need to be able to do it all at the tight end position. So he was extremely expendable, not on the field a lot, only 52 targets, which was a career low. In years past, Gesicki, 111 targets, 85 targets, 89 targets. He is more than capable of being that reliable pass catcher on the Patriots, especially now with Bill O'Brien, who's going to emphasize his best weapons. And New England has a really questionable receiving room, kind of underwhelming. I know they brought in Juju, but it's still like, who cares a little bit? And they need somebody to move the chains. I believe Mike Gesicki is going to move the chains. And in passing situations where they need to move the chain on third downs, why not check it down to Mike Gesicki? He can also line up in the slot, right? He's a superb athlete one of the out, you know, leading into going into last year, he was one of the leading tight ends when it comes to lining up at the slot. Bill O'Brien's going to scheme Mike Gesicki open, going to scheme him into mismatches. And Mac Jones is a lot better of a quarterback than what he displayed last year with Matt Patricia. So I think Mac Jones takes a step up, and he's really going to overemphasize a guy like Mike Gesicki, who's going to be one of the more talented pass-catching weapons Mac Jones has played with since being drafted to the New England Patriots. I'm absolutely all in on Mike Gesicki. He's valued at $19.86. He's free. He's cheap. Mid-third round pick this year, Ezekiel Elliott, not even on a football team. Sean Tucker might not play because of his condition. Luke Schoonmaker, who's in a tight end room of a mess in Dallas with Ferguson and Hendershot. Go take a shot and get Mike Gesicki. Because I believe this Patriots offense is flying under the radar, and I believe Mike Gesicki might have his best season in this new look with Bill O'Brien, Patriots offense. Let's start closing this thing out. Another tight end we should be looking at is our guy at Faceoff Sports Network, Hayden Hurst. And Hayden Hurst on another team, the Carolina Panthers. And what is unique about the Carolina Panthers is that it's a young team, right? I get they brought in Thielen. I get they brought in DJ Chark. They have Terrace Marshall. But it's a severely young football team, especially at the quarterback position. Bryce Young, they don't want him absorbing hits. So how do you get the ball out of Bryce Young's hands? Well, you're going to check it down to your reliable tight end. And Hayden Hurst, anytime he's ever had an opportunity, he's looked pretty good. Now, I get it. He's never finished as a tight end one, but this could be the year. He's also never had more than 88 targets in the season, which he had in 2020. Last year, he had 70 and finished as the tight end 19. But in other seasons, he was targeted fewer than 40 times in three out of his five seasons as a pro. He's a former first-round pick. He is now with a young quarterback. Like I said, he's going to check the football down. And the most important part of landing on the Panthers is that he's on a Frank Reich offense. And what do we know about Frank Reich's offenses in Indy? He heavily utilizes the tight end. And this tight end room, Tommy Tremble, give me a break. Ian Thomas, give me a break. Hayden Hurst should be the guy. In fact, you can make a strong case. He is like number two or three on this team in targets when it's all said and done. And if he gets somewhere close to like 80, 90 targets in this offense, I think this could be the first year where Hayden Hurst finishes as a top, I would say 11 to 14 in terms of fantasy points per game. And you can get him very cheap, right? Like Hayden Hurst, $14.49, he's even cheaper than Gesicki. You can get rid of James Robinson for Hayden Hurst. Tucker Kraft, who is going to be in a timeshare at the tight end position in Green Bay. Kyren Williams, who knows what the hell the Rams are doing at running back. If you need a tight end, I think the stars are aligning for Hayden Hurst to finally get going in his NFL career. Let's finish this out with Chiggy. Chig from the Tennessee Titans. I like Chig. He's on a piss-poor Titans offense when it comes to pass catchers, not named Treylon Burks, right? Last year, Chig, it took him a while to get going, but he ended the season fairly strong, weeks 13 to 15, double-digit PPR points. And then he closes the year in week 18 with 13.2. Couple of tight end one weekly finishes to end the year. This offense didn't do a ton to help itself at pass catcher. Whether it's Tannehill, whether it's the rookie, who I'm drawing a blank, no matter who it is, or Will Levis, no matter who it is at quarterback in Tennessee, I expect Chig to be heavily involved in this offense. in those games where he gave us double-digit PPR points, five targets, six targets, five targets, four targets, when he's targeted and used, Chig is a productive player when it comes to yards, when it comes to receptions. He's young. He's entering his second year in the NFL. He is only 24 years old, and this is a rebuilding Tennessee Titans team. Now, what's crazy here is that Chig is a little bit more expensive than what I'd like to pay. He's valued at $36.63, a keep trade cut, Laporta, a 2023 mid-second round pick, Elijah Moore, Kamara. I don't know if I'm ready to pay all that, but if you can get Chig a little bit cheaper, I'm willing to invest because he has shown us at least something. And this is a rebuilding team. So let's say Chig has a good year this year with Will Levis, who's probably going to end the season as the QB1 on this football team. Then you have the tight end of a rebuilding team of the future on your dynasty team for years to come. So if you can get him a little bit cheaper than his value, a keep trade cut, I'm willing to make the investment because he is only entering his second year and he's already flashed with the way he finished last season that he can get the job done and finish as a weekly tight end one. All right, guys, this is another fantastic episode. Remember, like, subscribe, all that fun stuff. I'm Anthony Servino. This is the FF Faceoff. We'll see you later.